This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We want to help out a great organization that we've talked about and helped out for many, many years, and they're known all over the country, but we have a Fort Wayne branch and an area branch that reaches out to so many families, especially for their Tools for School program. Ah, you probably know who I'm talking about. Our friends at the Salvation Army and my friend, the Social Service Director at the Salvation Army, Timothy Smith. Tim, so glad to talk with you. Tell me how this year is going, and maybe real quick, how are you guys doing at the Salvation Army? You're the ones that help other people, but this has been an incredible year for everyone.
Absolutely. The last year and a half has been rather interesting. Demand has been up across the board for different types of social services. Talking about Tools for School, we're doing okay, but I'd like to do a lot better than just okay. We're approaching our halfway mark right now. Goal is 1,000 kids to help, so we've got a little ways to go yet.
I know that things look different, but there is a need. Kids are going back to school. A lot of kids need some help. Are you seeing it different this year? Is it the same kind of need? Why is it important that we step up this year, especially?
Well, you know, we've got kids going back to school. This is normal, although it has been a little bit different. Want to make sure that they have those school supplies that's needed in the classroom to succeed. We have a lot of people that need help still. You know, they may have gotten back to a job, but they're still behind trying to catch up. And those are a lot of people that we're seeing right now. A
lot of families still needing some help and just getting the right school supplies. Tim, as you've been doing this for years, what are some of the stories or a story you can think of why it's important to help these kids with the school supplies? Why is that a big deal?
Well, you know, especially when you're on a tight budget, you're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, and you've got a few kids, all you have to buy supplies for, you know, that can really ruin a budget when you don't have much wiggle room.
Yeah.
You know, and I have seen families in there that, especially, you know, I've never been here before. I've never, you know, came in to ask for help. I didn't know what to do. And somebody told me to come here. You know, I need school supplies for my kids. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think it's such a basic thing, you know, but it helps the parents too. You know, gives them the hope that they can get through the school year.
We want to give parents that encouragement that they're not alone and that there is help and the Salvation Army is there to help them through this time. And on top of that, Tim, you know this, when kids are in a school, they want to have nice school supplies. If the other kids have new school supplies, you know, the new pencils and paper and erasers and glue and all the stuff that you've got to have, backpacks that are so important, the kids want to feel like they fit in. And you've noticed that too, haven't you? How important it is for the kids to have their self-esteem going back to school.
Absolutely. And that is a major factor. It really is. When you think about when you were a kid, too, you know, that's kind of how it was. So that's why we're out there. We are collecting the new school supplies to pass on to those kids.
OK, now you have locations everywhere. I mean, you're all over the place. And we've got a list that you can connect to with the Salvation Army on my Conversations page. You'll find that there. But all these different locations, what are some of the things that you're looking for to fill these needs?
The regular things like pencils, pens, dry erase markers. Got the newer things that we've just started asking for the last few years, like earbuds, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, things like that.
Okay, that's just a few of the things, and they're easy things. So when you're going out, you can just throw a few extra things in your cart because it goes a long way. If everybody's doing a little bit of something, then all these kids will get the blessing of having the school supplies that they need. So through the Salvation Army Tools for School, my friend Tim Smith, thank you so much, friend, for your time. We will definitely put this link for the Salvation Army and everything you need, the locations and some of the ideas for school supplies that they're collecting on my Conversations page right now. And you'll have till August the 8th to help make this possible. It's all at star883.com.